Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1865, Randy L. Hill.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a deli and small convenience store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 41/100 of an acre, more or less, lying at the intersection of Route 24, also known as Sharptown Road, on the southerly side, and Road 510, Horsey Church Road, on the northerly side. Again, for the record, the applicants did provide us with a spiral-bound exhibit booklet on August 13th, 2010, and that exhibit booklet contains a copy of the site plan, photographs of the previous building on site and a replacement building, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the building permit to finish the improvements, a copy of DLDOT comments, a letter from the applicant to the department, petitions in support of the application containing 48 signatures, statements relating to compliance with the zoning code and the comprehensive plan update, and suggested findings of fact. On April 29th of 2010, we received DLDOT comments that a traffic impact study was not recommended at the current level of service A of Route 24 and the current level of service B of Horsey Church Road will not change as a result of this application. On August 17th of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments that there are two soil types on this property that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. On August 20th of 2010, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Up to today, we have received 10 letters in support. They're signed by Drew Ward, Gary W. and Debbie R. Flood, Kenneth H. and Kathleen Hastings, Barbara Webb, Gene Griffin, Mark Tall, Angela Hill, Bob Hill, Michael Wilson, and Kevin Hastings. I would apologize for any names I might have misread because it was all handwritten. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Ms. Carmine.
Thank you for your recognition, Mr. Chairman, and good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Carmine. I represent the applicant and owner of the property, Mr. Randy Hill. Mr. Hill is seated to your right and to my left, and he has applied for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district for a deli and small convenience store. Also in attendance tonight in support of this application is Mr. Barry Spicer, seated to your right and to my left. Mr. Barry Spicer intends to operate the deli and small convenience store in the event that this application is approved. In addition, as stated by Mr. Lank, we have submitted a booklet and proposed findings of fact for the Commission's review and consideration. The land subject to this application contain approximately 0.41 acres. And are located at the intersection of Route 24 and Road 510. The property is currently improved by one-story building and a two-story masonry building, both of which are currently being used for personal storage purposes. The purpose of this conditional use application is to convert the existing one-story building to a deli and small convenience store in order to allow the applicant, and more specifically Mr. Spicer, to reestablish the historic South Fork Deli and to accommodate the needs of the local residents, as the nearest convenience store is located approximately 1.7 miles from the subject property. Now, as early as 1942, this property was historically used as a deli and small convenience store, and it was known as the South Fork Deli. This deli met the needs of the local residents by enabling them to purchase convenience goods, milk, bread, eggs, and numerous other items, without having to travel to the nearest supermarket. Unfortunately, and after approximately 60 years of operations, The South Fork Deli was destroyed by fire in December of 2005. In 2009, Mr. Hill received a building permit in order to rebuild the one-story building, which he has done, that formerly housed the South Fork Deli, and he's been using both buildings for personal storage use ever since the property had lost its non-conforming use status. At this point in time, obviously, Mr. Hill seeks to address the needs of the community by reestablishing the South Fork Deli. Now, the adjoining property is used for residential purposes, and the lands across the street are used for farming. The proposed use, however, would meet the needs of the community by providing services and convenience goods to nearby residents, and it would be in character with the uses in the surrounding area, including the use that previously existed on the property. Again, this property is located in the AR1 zoning district under the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, and the purpose of the AR1 zoning district is to provide for low-density, single-family residential development, together with such churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or are normally compatible with residential surroundings. Conditional uses allowed within the AR1 district include residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. The Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update of June 2008 finds this property to be located in a low-density district. Now, although the primary uses envisioned in the low-density areas are agricultural activities and single-family detached homes, the plan does provide that business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of these two uses, and the focus of retail and office uses in low-density areas should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residents, and that is exactly what Mr. Hill and Mr. Spicer propose to do. Therefore, the applicant submits that this application is consistent with the provisions of the plan and the zoning code and is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants in the surrounding area. The conditional use, if granted, will not adversely affect the neighboring uses. Rather, the proposed use will meet the needs of the community by, again, reestablishing the historic South Fork Deli. The proposed hours of operation are Sunday through Thursday from 6 a.m. through 7 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., of course, subject to the commission's approval and county council's approval. In addition, the proposed use will not have an adverse impact on traffic in the area. A service level evaluation was requested by Mr. Hill, and DelDAT has advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The applicant is unaware of any opposition to the proposed use. In fact, from what we've heard, the neighborhood is enthusiastic and excited about the possibility of reestablishing the deli. Proposed conditional use, again, will facilitate the ability of Mr. Hill to make use of the existing improvements on the property and will provide services that will meet the needs of the community. For those reasons, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval to County Council. And, of course, myself and Mr. Hill and Mr. Spicer are available to answer any and all questions that the commission may have. Thank you.
And we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes. Do you plan on having any employees other than yourself?
Mr. Spicer, please introduce yourself.
Good evening. My name is Barry Spicer, 4 to 5.
Okay. And I want to make sure I heard the hours of operation correctly, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah. Sunday through Thursday.
Sunday through Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay. And then do you plan on having any storage of gas, diesel, kerosene for sale?
No.
Okay. Mr. Light, with the 4 or 5 employees, is the parking presented adequate?
We would have to do a review of the site plan for that purpose. We have to know what the square footage of the deli is and the convenience area based on square footage of the.
Perfect.
And then the employees are typically 1 for 2 employees.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
So follow up to that. The number of employees that you may have, are they all on the same shift?
No. No. Basically, there would probably be 2 in the morning, a third one lunchtime, and 2 in the evening.
Okay.
And basically, that's it.
Thank you. And you were going to provide a minimum of one handicap parking space?
Correct.
Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, as a former visitor to the previous shop, I miss it. I think it would be a valuable addition to the community. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Captain.
No questions for me.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
No, the questions asked covered my questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1852, I'm sorry, number 1865, Randy L. Hill? Yes, sir. Step right up, if you would. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
My name's James Watts. Lived in that area 38 years. The store that she talked about earlier, it's kind of a little scary to go up there at night. This one would be really appreciated if you all would pass it. Been sorely missed for 5 years. And my wife and I spent a mess of money on that store before. So I just wish you all would go ahead and pass this.
Right.
Thanks.
We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is Douglas Henry, and I just built a house out there about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a
long ride. Way to food line.
Yeah, yes, yeah, quite a ride either way. And you're like right in the middle of everything there. And so it would be nice for the convenience of the store. And I think they've done a pretty good job of fixing it up. It was an eyesore for quite a while, and they've done something with it.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Drew Ward. I just wanted to sort of reiterate some of the things that Ms. Carmi has said. In addition, this conditional use would certainly provide a economic benefit for the county as far as potential tax revenue, jobs that may be existing, maybe some new hires. So certainly think it's an economic plus as well as a economic savings for some of the area residents, as the last person mentioned, a lot shorter drive, a lot less gas, so forth. So certainly support this application. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Or anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1865? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.